rush three and drop eight. In the corner. It's caught. Touchdown. Springdale freshman. Mustang to Cleveland. And the extra point is next. Jeremy Davis has missed one today. Jacob Skinner will hold it. The kick is up. Arkansas wins. Cleveland with the catch.
This is former Razorback tight end Ben Cleveland, and you're listening to The Morning Rush.
Welcome into hour number three of The Morning Rush. Going to the phone lines, welcoming in former Razorback tight end and member of the Springdale Five, Ben Cleveland. Ben, thanks for making some time for us on The Morning Rush, man.
Good morning. How's everybody going this morning?
Man, we're getting through it. Ready for sports to be back, ready for college football this season, but... I know you've been asked about this, so we got to start here. I'm playing this highlight clip coming in, and it seems like it's been an eternity since Arkansas's beating Alabama. You caught the game-winning touchdown way back in 2006. Daddy Saban arrived there, and Arkansas hadn't beaten him since. Like, how much do you get asked about that on a weekly basis dating back to that game?
Well, it's been so long ago, there's... Not too many people remember us being Alabama, but going up to that week, it gets played quite a bit. People on social media will say something and different things like that, or they'll say, "Oh, you're the last one who beat Alabama," and I was like, "Yes, sir, yes, ma'am," And when was that? And I got to count on my fingers how long it's been. But we've been close a few times, especially there with the Petrino era. We've been close, but just was never able to jump that hurdle again.
Ben, one of the other teams that Arkansas has failed to beat since, and this goes back to 2011, not 2006, is Texas A&M. You were part of two teams in 2009 and 2010 that beat them. You caught a touchdown against the Aggies in 2010. Why do you think Arkansas hasn't been able to get over the hurdle of Texas A&M in the past decade?
Unless you played and it's just always like Ole Miss or Vanderbilt. When we play Vanderbilt, it doesn't matter. They're usually not the best. And I'm just going to be honest, you're usually not the best athletes, or, the cream of the crop, your Alabamas, your Ole Misses, your different things like that. But if you look back in history, just certain teams match up differently with certain other teams, And one of our matchups have been, with A&M, with the 50-50, whoever wins that game, you end up having a pretty good season, 8 or 9 wins, and you're rolling pretty good. But it's all about the matchup, and a lot of it now is, developing your guys and different things like that. So I think we're a little bit behind the eight ball on that, but I really like what Coach Pittman and his staff has done. And who he has brought in, and is starting to lead this program in the right direction.
Ben, it's always fun to reminisce about things that happened a decade and a half ago. But it's always fun to hear about what's going on. Life has happened since then, and what's happened in your life? Catch us up a little bit about what's going on with Ben Cleveland.
Well, we have about 300 head of cattle. So we've been doing that. We got some different projects that my father-in-law is doing, and I run all that stuff with his backing and all that. So we got some cows that we're doing, kind of running a little bit in Doty's footsteps here. Former Springdale and Razorback, now doing cows. So that's been fun. Raising the family's been good. We got 11-year-old, 8-year-olds, 1.5-year-old, and a 2-month-old baby. So, kudos to my wife. She stays at the house and takes care of them. She's a teacher, a mother. Kudos to her for all that she does. But we just taking day at a time with everything that's going on, and trying to adjust to all the new regulations of what the world has brought us today, and just really slowing down life and just enjoying being a dad.
What is it with you Springdale tight ends? Isn't Jodine Davenport a cattle guy too?
Yeah, he's a cattle guy, and he had a little one too. He's almost two, so we're trying to make these Razorback futures. Yeah. Future Razorbacks a little bit stronger, make recruiting a little bit easier for Coach Pittman.
There you go.
So, Ben, are you doing this up in Springdale, or are you still up in Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah,
so
it's in Springdale. It's we've been back for 7 years now. It's been a little bit of time coaching and teaching in Florida, and came back here and started working out on the farm and really just really enjoyed it. Just the laid back of it, and you know, just taking care of cows and just doing the day-to-day stuff with farming. It's really been real, real nice.
Well, what's the hardest thing about, because I don't imagine, I mean, I'm sure there's some in our audience that get it because they do it, but for the city slickers like the rest of us, what's the one thing you probably don't think about that makes that 7-day-a-week challenge the challenge it is of taking care of a farm on that scale?
They don't communicate. They don't talk. They can't tell you they're sick. They can't tell you what they want, you know. They're pretty easy going. It's a good set of cows. Just that aspect of it, you got to go out there and check them and make sure the fence is okay, make sure they have enough grass and feed. And then, you know, wintertime, there is no grass, so you have to feed them some hay or, you know, a little ration. Ration is some sort of feed with hay. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but man, it is very satisfying at the end of the day.
Ben Cleveland with us here on the Morning Rush. So Ben, what's more grueling, a 8-9-10 hour day out there on the farm or old practices back on the hot field out there in Fayetteville?
Ooh, I'd say probably trying to go through 2-a-days, when, you know, your headache's pounding and each step you take, your head is just pounded, and, 115 degree on that turf, and, just trying to make it through the day. You try to make it to lunch, and then from lunch, you try to make it to the afternoon meetings. From afternoon meetings, you try to stay awake, at the night meetings. And as soon as you get home, you go lay down, and before your eyes open and they feel all worn out, you got to get back up and do it again. I would definitely say football has taught me a lot more about life in general, and that's probably why it makes everything so much easier, because I take those experiences that I had there at football at the university and just throughout life and just, you know, apply it to my day-to-day, you know, of farm work or, you know, being a parent.
Ben, you mentioned you were coaching at Florida at one point. Do you miss it at all? Do you miss the everyday grind, whether it's being a player or being a coach?
I miss Saturdays, to be honest with you. And it's not football itself. It's more being with the guys, you know, spending all your time with them. You guys eat together, sleep together. You just do everything together. I miss that aspect of it, but Saturdays I get, my wife will tell you I'm the worst. We have season tickets, so obviously we go to every game now. And I'll just put on the music and I just have goosebumps and I'm listening to like some rap music that gets me pumped up. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I said, this is part of it still instilled in me, you know?
So the rap music, hang on, let's stop. What's in the playlist? Give us some examples.
You're not going to know any of them.
Well, no, I want to learn something here. Maybe I'll put it in my playlist.
I listen to XM radio. Back in the day,
that'll rot your ears out. By the way, that XM stuff's no good for you. Local radio, no, need local radio. So,
well, I'll start listening to you guys.
There you go. It's good for your cows too. Your cows will gain weight listening to us. I promise you.
Because they'll sit still or they'll run away.
We talk about food a lot. So.
As long as it's not beef, then they won't be sitting too still if you're talking about beef all the time. Maybe chicken.
So what's in the playlist?
But I it's just the XM 44. It's just, you know, that R&B rap is what I usually listen to. If I need to settle down, And it, once it gets closer to game time, I got the Christian music on, which is totally opposite scale.
That's a juxtaposition, yeah.
Yeah, and it calms me back down, and then I'm ready to go. And then about the third play of the game, I'm like, all right, time to do something else.
So, Ben, little background on the show. Tommy's 44, I'm 25, so I think I would probably resonate a little bit more with you with the music you listen to. Do you have a favorite artist, a favorite song that you're kind of listening to as of late?
I'm listening to a lot of Baby Shark. I don't know if that counts. Channing loves that right now. But I just like the beat. I really can't, I'm not going to lie to you, I really can't tell you that the a particular song or what, and this might fool you a little bit, but I'm really liking a little bit of what's his name, Justin Bieber songs. He's got two or three out right now that are pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, I might get some backlash on this one, but he's been pretty good. I like to listen to a little bit of like The Weeknd. It's a little bit slower. It's just, I like it all. I like more of the beat than anything. So if it has a good beat, and I'll listen to it for sure.
So if you're going to be honest about Biebs, I think you can be honest about this next one. As a former player, how hard's the last 2 years been to stomach for you?
Oh, it's been extremely hard. Because you got to think about it. You know, I played my time there was probably the last time we were we were good, you know, going to the Sugar Bowl and different things like that. And we were very successful. And I think we were successful because we all bought in. And I think they're doing that. But the last 2 or 3 years, you know, ever since the I think it was 2000. It might be 2012, maybe, when we went to the Cotton Bowl. When we played K-State.
Right. Tyler was the quarterback. Yeah,
I would probably say that was the last time we were good. But you know, my whole 4 years, we were extremely talented all throughout, and it's just frustrating where you go up and down so much and then you hit such a down spike, you know, in your major programs, you shouldn't have that down spike, even if you lose a coach or, you know, a player goes down. It's just frustrating and for it to see it that way. And, you know, all Razorback fans are, in the beginning of the year, we're going to win the national championship. You know, that's our goals and that's our expectation of the Razorbacks. And it's just, I don't know, I just wish that there's some things that would change. And you guys probably read about all of it and different things like that, but you've got to have some former players. You got to have that interaction with them, either if you hire someone to take care of that, or, you know, your coaching staff allows it and, you know, gives them free reign. I think that'll go a long way with former players, and that'll get the program going back again.
What else needs to change?
Facilities-wise, you got the best of the best. You know what I mean? You just did a brand-new stadium. You did a brand-new indoor, brand-new locker room. The mentality needs to change. They're just soft. If you look at them and, you know, someone's hurt, someone's nicked up, and they're one out of the game and not wanting to play. I mean, we played hurt. We played, I mean, this sounds like the olden days, you know, when my mom and dad walked up the street uphill both ways, you know, it was that kind of deal. But, you know, in the long run, you've got to be tough to be a football player. And winning cures a lot of that, you know, just getting your tails beat day in and day out, and you don't have any reward at the end of the day. It's hard to get up and get going again. You know, obviously I was hurt most of my career there at the university with my neck and my foot, but I always found a way to want to be at practice, want to play. You know, I was probably about 65% after my freshman year, after I hurt my toe. And I had to find the mental capacity to go every day. I had to go to practice. I had to go to class. I just don't see that. And a lot of that is instilled with the coaching staff and not allowing it to happen. Obviously, you know, Coach Petrino's, you know, he's documented quite well of his beliefs of how to be tough. So I think the mentality has to change, and then the culture of winning will come with the mentality change. And they're just recruit guys who have won. You're not recruiting guys who SEC is their biggest offer and it's Arkansas. You know, you're competing with the Alabamas, the Auburns, you know, and those schools. And they're coming from a winning mentality, so they know how to win. You know, as Springdale boys, we knew how to win. And when we came in there and we were winning sprints and workouts, the older guys quickly realized that, hey, this isn't what we want. And, you know, we got backlash. And they said, you guys need to slow down. What are you guys doing? But that's the only way we knew to work. I mean, we were throwing balls. We were, you know, doing those things early in the morning and in the afternoon and than 7-on-7. So that mentality has to change. And I think as far as recruiting, the staff is doggum talented at recruiting. It'd be interesting to see what they could have done with campuses open and, you know, just a regular recruiting cycle. But I'm interested to see how Coach Pittman handles everything. You know, it's his first year, but I'm very happy of the hire and how he's handling everything.
Ben Cleveland with us on the Morning Rush. Ben, you mentioned the Springdale, so I want to talk about the Springdale 5 days. Number two team, not in Arkansas, nationally, only trailing Greg McElroy, Southlake Carroll. Ben, you guys beat teams by an average of 38 points that year. Over 30,000 people watched your state championship game against West Memphis. Is there a better high school team in Arkansas football history?
Well, you probably have to mention, I read an article the other day, someone talked to mention. I'd have to probably put that 05 Little Rock Central team up there with Zach Clark Irwin. He was their quarterback, and they had Freddie Fairchild and all them. That 05 group was real good, but we were just young. But I think as far as top to bottom value and throughout the team, I would probably say it would be up there because, you know, we only played a half, and Mitch is throwing over 500 yards and 5 touchdowns and 4 touchdowns. And, you know, we might play one series at halftime. I mean, there's numerous times where I would change my undershirt to a dry shirt because I knew we were done playing, you know, one series and we would be done. And, you know, and all the kids would be down at the bottom and you're eating some nachos off the kids and trying to take some candy because you just knew that was it. But every day we didn't go in saying, oh, we're going to be done at halftime. This is going to be easy. You know, we thought we were going to play 4 quarters and we wanted to play 4 quarters.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh yeah, I'll play both ways. Cause I mean, 10 minutes a night on, you know, on total offense and you're done, you know, I mean, what kind of high school career you want to have with like that? But, we were very successful. The coaches did a good job of, you know, keeping us on task and, you know, keeping us where we need to be mentally, and never get too high or too low. You know, we played Evangel Christian, and, you know, they were the top people in Louisiana. And then we played Jinx, you know, Jinx and Union and all them. They go back and forth now. But Jinx was the school to beat, and they came here and we beat them 44-0. But I would say it was a special group. Now I don't know history, you know, back in the day, but I would put us up there for sure. And I think it'd be hard to argue that.
Ben, I wish we could talk longer, but we got to run, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. Former Razorback, former member of the Springdale Five, Ben Cleveland, kind enough to give us some time. Ben, we really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a wonderful day.
Say hi to the cows for us.
All right.